Shout out. So today and tomorrow, I'll be discussing 7 opinions today and about 8 opinions tomorrow. And we selected the opinions in order to give, again, a wide variety of topics, and within those topics, those opinions that would be interesting. So today we're going to start out with 2 non-administrative law cases. And for those of you who either propound discovery or have to respond to discovery, or you may not deal with discovery a lot, there's 2 Supreme Court opinions that recently came out this summer that I thought were very interesting, so I wanted to talk about those today. And then getting into the administrative law area, there's 2 opinions that deal with deadlines and jurisdiction. I thought those would be important to all of us. Then SOA procedures, there's a little memorandum opinion that I thought was interesting. And then finally, we're going to talk about the Texas Citizens Participation Act. There's 2 cases that were handed down this summer. I don't think we're going to get to Riata today, but we'll start with that tomorrow and the Nazari opinion. All right. So starting with evidence and discovery. So the first case, the Lujan v. Navistar, the reason why I thought this was important and it was interesting to me is the Texas Supreme Court has determined that we are going to adopt the sham affidavit rule. And what that is so with this opinion, the Texas Supreme Court adopts the sham affidavit rule as, quote, a valid component of a trial court's authority under Rule 166A to distinguish genuine fact issues from non-genuine fact issues. So what that means is it will become clear with the facts of this case, but I wanted just to note that there's a motion for rehearing that's been filed, so if this is an area that's interesting to you, just note that it's not going to be final until the motion for hearing is disposed of. Now, prior to this opinion, there was a circuit split. So 8 courts of appeals had adopted what's known as the sham affidavit rule, and there were 4 courts of appeals who had not. That was the Tyler, Corpus, Fort Worth, and Waco courts. And I realized that didn't add up to 13. I couldn't figure out which the 13th was. But the sham affidavit rule is a valid application of a trial court's authority to distinguish genuine fact issues from non-genuine fact issues under Rule 166A of the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure.